Shmir Saloshin, Shin number 42, says the Chofetz Chaim in Shar Zachir Perik Hei. We find by the Meraglim, Ba'ovan Loshin Hara Mesu B'misa Mishuna. The Gemara incited that Flamehei when Aleph tells us that because the Meraglim spoke Loshin Hara, they died a Misa Mishuna. Not just Tama Misa, but a Mishuna Dika Misa, gruesome death. As the pasuk says, "Ve'yimusu hanoshim ma'itziyei dibas ha'oretz ro'a." As the pasuk says, that the people who spoke lashon hara on the land of Eretz Yisrael, they died. It says over here, "Ve'yimusu hanoshim ma'itziyei dibas ha'oretz ro'a." Dibas ha'oretz ro'a. They spoke ro'a. Amar b'shim melakish shemaisu b'misa mishuna. They died a gruesome death. What is this gruesome death? Says the Gemara, Malamid shenistarbev l'shoinam. It's hard to even say the words. V'nofol at taburum. Explains the Gemara that their tongues, which were the source of this aveira, became elongated, extended until their navels. Could you imagine that? The sight of that alone is horrific. Worms would come from their mouths and eat through their stomachs. The Gemara says in Erechin, come and see how horrific this is, this aveira of a mighty shemra. Minalan, from where you can learn? Mimiraglim. You learn this from the Miraglim. Ma ha mighty shemra al ha etzim vahavonim kach. The person who speaks slander and lashon hara on eitzim v'avonim, on stones, on sticks. This is his punishment that the Moran spoke lashon hara in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Hamoitzi shemra al chaveroi, says the Gemara in Erechin, one is moitzi shemra on his friend, al chaskam v'kama. Allah has come of a kama. How much more so? I don't think anybody would speak lashon hara if they would see somebody who would speak lashon hara, and that would be their punishment. No one would want that to happen to them. As we gave the mashal earlier, for if a person burned himself by touching a hot pot, and he puts a bandage on his hand, while it's healing, and he has that bandage, he's going to be careful, he has a reminder. If a person would see that horrific, awful sight, just the sight alone, person's tongue getting longer like a snake, which is what this person did. He acted like a snake, like the nachash who spoke lashon hara. Mikol zeh, says the Chofetz Chaim, he ends the perek, the severity of the punishment of this einish for one who speaks lashon hara. Shenena she'odom b'negoy mushar anosh anshim, over that the person becomes afflicted, punished with tzaras and other things as well. Me'mela yuchel lakol. Yuvon lakol, it's understandable to everyone. Mida toivim haruba milmisha shomer atzmai me'oven zeh. The Chofetz Chaim is ending on a positive note. That we know that mida toiva, when a person does mitzvahs, and the person holds himself back from speaking lashon hara, how much more so, Allah has come, how much more so his reward is going to be rewarded in the future for following the mitzvahs of Hashem. If the punishment is so horrific, Hashem rewards much more for those who follow his mitzvahs. Later on, throughout this sefer, we're going to discuss the mistake that we discussed, mentioned a little briefly last week, that people think, oh, there's no tzaras today. It's only times of the Beis HaMikdash when there's a kain that would say, Tomei, Tomei. That's incorrect. That's incorrect. The punishment of Lashon Hara manifests itself in other ways and forms and fashions, even this generation. But I want to end with something. I want to end with something. This is a thought I have. It's a thought I have. Person goes to Eretz Yisrael, excited, goes on the plane, is excited more when they get off the plane. And they've Baruch Hashem finally landed in Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a very hot sun, a very, very hot sun. And they're walking and getting tired and thirsty. And then they're carrying packages. And then they have the steps. And then the bus, whatever it might be. I want to make a suggestion. It could get tiresome. You were just there. You were just there. You were just there. I was just there, Baruch Hashem. I think we have to be careful with what we say and how we say it in regards to, oh, this is so difficult, about complaining in Eretz Yisrael, about traveling around or getting from one place to another place. I'm not saying it's not difficult. All I'm saying is, I think we have to be careful of what we say. If we see over here, the Meraglim came and said something negative about the land of Eretz Yisrael. Just my thoughts I wanted to share with you.